From your world news headquarters on the World Wide Web, it's time for your daily dose of sanity. This is the Maria Heller Show. Maria Heller is a published author, founder of the Universal Wheel, a lifestyle and philosophy based on our interconnectedness to all living things, a Reiki master, and delivers the news with spiritual views. How many intuitive news decoders, animal rights activists, and vegetarian broadcasters are there? Just one. Maria. Maria has provided independent news for a smart audience for over 13 years now on the Maria Heller Show, available at maria.net.
M-E-R-I-A.net.
And now, here is your host, the mouth that roars, Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. Today I have a guest. I can't believe it. I think this is either our 15th or 16th year of doing the first of the year review of the previous year. None other than Bev Conover, who is the editor, and I'll call her producer, publisher, of the Intrepid Report. If you're not familiar with that, get over to intrepidreport.com. I have a live link right here. Bev's actually been producing that longer than I've been doing my show, so I'm so happy to have her on the show. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Maria. I'm glad to be on your show again.
Can you believe all these years and we're still here?
Oh, God, and it gets worse. I don't mean to be cynical, but it just keeps getting worse.
I know. I mean, I have to tell you, I don't know if it was me, but I had a very hard time keeping up with all the news in 2014.
You know, the stuff that's coming out of these politicians and preachers and right-wingers' mouths, if you go back 20, 30 years ago, this never would have happened. I mean, they would have, first of all, they wouldn't be getting the time. Second of all, they would have been laughed like down a hole or something. It's unbelievable what comes out of their mouths.
Well, what do you think made the difference? Why are they getting so much coverage? Why did they just take over Congress?
A mainstream media. We have a corporate media.
Well, I can't argue with that. Right. Well, obviously owned by the same lunatics that seem to own everything
else.
Well,
whatever the government says, they report it as it's said. You know, if there's another side to it, somebody else disagrees, they never mention that. Mm. This is driving me crazy. And I don't know if you watch television news at all. I mean, oh boy.
I try to avoid it at all costs, but when I'm at the gym, I watch CNN.
But this is what people are watching.
I know. I'm shocked at what I see. We could have like 10 gigantic stories happening that you and I are aware of, and then I'll watch CNN, and they'll spend an hour on some moronic story, and I'm like, what?
Right. Utter garbage. Mm-hmm. Utter garbage. You know, what can I say? It is so dreadful. The American people are being kept totally in the dark. It's like every month when they come out with these jobs, or what is it, every couple of weeks now, the jobs figures.
Right.
I don't know if you were familiar with Paul Craig Roberts.
Oh, of course. I had him on my show several times.
I love that guy. He keeps taking them apart.
I know.
I mean, they're lying. Mm-hmm. There are millions and millions of people out there who cannot find work. They're not counted anymore.
Well, and millions that just gave up, you know. And I know personally, when I talk to my friends, you know, locally, you know, or even my own granddaughter, you know, you're lucky to get a part-time job, you know, and some people are working 3 and 4 part-time jobs.
Yes, and they're not making it. I mean, I feel for them.
Right. Well, they say 26 states, I think, raised the minimum wage this year.
Yeah, right.
What do you think the minimum wage? What do you think the minimum wage should be?
Probably about $15 an hour now.
I would say
the minimum.
Right.
Florida raised it 12 cents an hour. Do you believe it? 12 cents an hour
for what?
To $8.05 an hour.
I think that they said something about raising minimum wage here in Arizona by maybe 20 cents. You know, I'm like, woo-wee, go buy a new car.
Right. What can we buy with that? What do you do?
Yeah. Italians have a word for it. They call it ugats. That's what you can buy for it. I don't bother translating that one. I think it doesn't need a translation. Bev, I've been dying to ask you, I mean, with all the crap that we were bombarded with this year, do you even think that there's a number one story of 2014?
No. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I think what is being done to Russia and Putin, I mean, that whole Ukraine thing was an engineered coup. What have we dumped $5 billion into overthrowing the elected government?
Mm-hmm.
And then we blame Putin because the Crimeans voted to return to Russia? No, I think Putin's the only sensible one out there.
I hate to say it, but I agree. I hate to say it, but I agree. I never thought in all the years of being alive that the president of Russia would be making more sense than the president of the United States.
I mean, he doesn't want this. Yeah, you know, when Khrushchev put missiles in Cuba, we had a fit. We're surrounding Russia with missiles. We're surrounding China with missiles. What kind of insanity is this?
Well, insanity, you know, speaking of Paul Craig Roberts, I read his latest piece on your site, and his prediction for 2015 is World War III. And
we've
hoping
been saying
that
for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
We see where this is going. You know, as a child, when I would see pictures of him, film of Hitler, I can never understand. So I didn't speak German, but I would look at this funny-looking little man, and he'd be screaming and shouting, and I couldn't say, how could anybody take this man seriously?
Right.
Well, we're watching it here, folks. We are watching the rise of fascism.
Well, we've actually had Holocaust survivors come out and say the same thing you just said. Watching America now is the same thing they watched in, you know, Nazi Germany.
Who was it who said that when fascism comes to America, we come wrapped in a flag carrying a Bible?
I don't know, but I remember that the other part of that is when democracy dies in America, it'll die through, you know, applause.
I mean, it's dying right now. Right now in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think
Republicans
about...
Republicans have just taken over.
Mm-hmm.
The cuckoo pots and the one congressman, Yahoo, I call him Yahoo, he's from Ocala, would you believe this? Who's trying to overthrow where... Boehner, who's no damn good, that nut from Texas, Louie Gohmert, if he doesn't become speaker, it's all over.
Right.
I mean, what? This is insanity.
I know, when I read what comes out of their mouths, and especially, let's not leave out the crazed evangelicals like Pat Robertson and the rest. I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. I mean, yesterday I saw a quote by Robinson. I think that's his name, Pat Robertson, the crazy evangelical. He said that children should be beaten until they accept Christianity.
Right, right. I read that.
Where's the Christianity? I'm not seeing any Christianity in this country. Okay? Where's the mimics of Jesus Christ? I'm not seeing them in Congress or anywhere else.
It's awful.
It's shocking.
You know, people keep talking about elections. Oh, we got to, you know, go to the polls. And I keep saying to them, wait a minute. You're not picking the candidates. The corporations pick the candidates. They pick the two who will serve them best and then decide, you know, which one do we really want.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine we're going to have Jebby and Hillary?
Well, I predicted that, and so did Jack Blood. God, it's got to be 3 years in the
running.
I know
my husband kept saying that, oh, it's going to be Jeb. I said, you got it. I mean, Jeb Bush destroyed Florida. He literally destroyed it. He gave the store away to all his rich friends. He went and killed the, what they call the intangible personal property tax. Little people did not pay that tax because it was a great big fat deduction.
Mm-hmm.
The rich paid that tax. He got rid of it. And the next thing, the state's in this horrible slump. Charlie Crist comes along, did he undo Jebby's nonsense? No, he did not. And now we got the criminal who allegedly got reelected for the second time, who's up in Tallahassee taking his oath of office right now.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you and I are one of the few that have been covering stolen elections since the big Mazumba of them all in 2000, when, you know, George Bush stole the election. And look at what's happened to the Supreme Court and the things they're issuing forth.
Oh, God.
It's like a nightmare. I know, it's a nightmare. You know, years ago when I used to say what this country needs is one big enema from the top to the bottom, people used to laugh at me.
There you go.
But that's what it needs. How could it possibly be repaired, Bev? It's beyond repair. The system is so corrupt.
No, the system, I keep thinking and thinking, and I've been promoting this let's stay home bit. You know, everybody stays home. But then it occurred to me, we got another problem here, because if we got to stay home long enough waiting to get rid of these bums, a lot of people aren't going to be able to pay their rent or their mortgages, and they're going to be in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do I fix that one?
Right. Well, you know, maybe when you take a look at what's happened. See, to me, I have to say, I made a list before you came on. I thought we'd do a round-robin list of the top stories of the year. And, I mean, it's a small list of about 50 stories. But to me, I said, well, if I had to pick out one that was pretty huge, I would pick out Ferguson, because what Ferguson has exposed as far as racism, police brutality, police state, one world order, the protest in the streets, I think is the only thing, I hate to say it, that might actually change this country.
Yeah, but you got a problem there. The 60s are over. Back in the 60s, you still had some media. Excuse me, and they were out there during the civil rights movement marches. They were out there during the anti-war marches. Yeah, that the cops were brutalizing. They had batons. They had dogs. They had fire hoses. But look what they've got now.
Right.
And now the media says, why are they out there? We don't understand why they're in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an option anymore. We need to... another way to do this.
But Bev, there is a big difference there. And the difference is because two ladies like you and me decided 15, 16, 17 years ago that we were going to do our news on the internet. Now, I can tell you.
Now, they want to take that away from us. You wait and see what they're
going
to
do. Oh, I'm sure it's an eventuality, but I think that might be the straw that breaks Americans' backs because they love their gadgets so much. But when I started my show, I made a prediction. I said the internet will eventually replace newspapers, television, radio, and retail. And it hasn't taken that long. I mean, you could see what happened, you know, over the holidays, how retail got hit. Because of online shopping, so many different things. I think that the internet now is exposing what's been going on in this country for so long with the cops since the 60s. You and I lived through that. That people are much more aware, and the cops now are so scared that they want to pass a law that, you know, any bad thing against a cop is now considered a hate crime.
Well, you know, this thing with the cops started under Nixon. He's the one that started giving them arms, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And now you have militarized police make it even worse. With the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, these guys coming home, many of them are becoming police.
Mm-hmm. Right, and they're all psychotic to begin with because of what they had to go through in the war that, by the way, is costing us for, what is it now, Bev, 11 years, 13 years? $14 million an hour. $14 million an hour. When I saw that figure yesterday, I was blown away.
Of dollars on these wars.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we got for it? Nothing.
Right.
Every day I think of those poor people who are living in rubble, who had relatives killed, who have been maimed. Who thinks about them?
Right. Nobody. And what happens when all their children grow up and, you know, payback's always going to be a bitch, let's face it. If you see your family blown up by, you know, Americans, I've seen some real we hate Americans type videos online. And it's like, man, when that blowback comes back to visit, we might actually have a real terrorist attack.
But when you take these police forces today, with loads of former soldiers as cops, they're trained for war.
Right.
And a couple people have been pointing out lately, which is true, police aren't there to protect us. Police are there to protect the system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That protect and serve went away in 2005.
And they have all these military weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Our local sheriff here wants to buy an MRAP. I don't know if you're listening to understand what an MRAP is. It's a military vehicle. It can withstand an IED and everything else. What is he going to do with it?
Right. Well,
we're the enemy now.
I agree. Well, Bev, let's go back to 9/11, because I'm sure you heard me say through the years, 9/11 happened and we all got convicted.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So now
9/11 was no accident. They can call us conspiracy theorists, conspiracy nutters, whatever. 9/11 has brought us to where we are right now.
Absolutely.
They have come up with something that will never go away, and that's called terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Well, who could be the biggest terrorist than what we see on the streets of America every day with the cops and all the rest of it?
You know, and I know there are sites online that track all these things that the cops are doing to people. I don't know. If people start looking around, they will find these websites.
Oh, yeah. Photography's not a crime. Cop block, cop watch. There's so many. And in Canada, too. It's not just here. And I follow those stories every day. And God knows, I must post at least 20 a day on Facebook alone.
Honey, the whole damn West and a goodly portion of the rest of the world is gone. It's in corporate and bankster hands. Canada has become a disgrace. That Harper up there, I mean, he's another lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron in the UK. I'm not so sure about Hollande in France. I was so surprised when he sort of stuck up against for the Palestinians, let's put it that way, sort of.
Right.
But even that they didn't vote in the UN.
Right.
Wherever you look, wherever these monsters creep, the U.S., the Israelis, this is awful. They're destroying everything, everything. This damn austerity crap.
Well, what do you think about the income gap in America, the wealth gap in America?
Oh.
I mean, I think that's a huge story, too, when you see regular, you know, paid prostitutes writing about the wealth inequality.
Right. And what about, I just saw a piece this morning about, with these cuts to food stamps, that 1 million Americans are going to get cut off food stamps.
Mm-hmm. But what
are we doing?
Well, we're a Christian nation. Isn't that what Jesus would have done? You know, I like to throw Jesus in all these hypocrites' faces because, you know, they might have, you know, they worshiped the messenger, but they never got the message. Do you know what I mean? Now, if you have, look at what's going on, especially in Florida. When I saw that story, I said, wow, I wonder what Bev's thinking on this one. With that 90-year-old man feeding the homeless, getting arrested twice.
Oh, yes. He's not the only one that's got arrested. I guess he got more headlines because of his age.
Right. Well, thank God he had that age. I mean,
you have cities across this country
mm-hmm. That
are prohibiting the feeding of the homeless or rousting the homeless from sleeping in public places.
Mm-hmm. Food Not Bombs. I remember interviewing Keith from Food Not Bombs years ago. How many times did he get arrested for feeding the homeless?
Right. I know now I'm seeing some of the homeless here. I don't know what's happening to them. Matter of fact, we just have one who was walking to a convenience store or something who got herself hit and killed by a car. And when I read the article, I'm going, oh my God, this poor woman was homeless living in a tent city
mm-hmm.
or a tent community on the west side of the county.
Well, now you have, especially in California, where the cops come in and destroy tent cities. So where are these people supposed to go? That's kind of like, It's like Israel when, you know, they were pushing on Gaza this year, and they oh, we gave them warning to leave. I said, where are they supposed to go? Into the Red Sea? Do you know what I mean?
They can't even do that because they're walled in.
Right. Where the hell are they supposed to go? They're like fish in a barrel by the chosen ones.
Yeah. Maria, what really gets me, in this country alone, every election cycle now, billions and billions of dollars are spent on offices that take a relative pittance to what is spent.
Mm-hmm.
But the people are not up in arms about this.
Well, you had Citizens United, you know, the Koch brothers, you know, they put in their people and they get pissed off when Rolling Stone magazine exposes them for the dirt that they are.
But how many people know that?
Well, very few, because they're busy watching reality television with the worst illiterate inbreds among us being paraded around on TV.
I mean, you look around at what Scott Walker pulled in Wisconsin.
Right.
You look at what Chris Christie pulled in New Jersey. Our criminal here, Rick Scott. And these guys all got reelected, and people think they're voting? I mean, please.
Well, that's the other thing. When people realize their vote doesn't count, doesn't mean anything, because I always see these sanctimonious people posting online. Well, if all you conspiracy people would have voted, we wouldn't have this person in. They have no idea. I think it was a report I did last week that I think 200 or 300 top donors contributed more money to the election than all the rest of Americans. So, you know, payback, you know, these people say, oh, why would they do that? You know, they're low-paying jobs when they get in Congress, whatever. I said, do you have any idea how much payoffs these people get from lobbyists and private corporate interests?
Now you know money doesn't affect them.
Yeah, right. All right. Listen, you know, I grew up on the streets of Brooklyn where everybody had a price. You paid off a cop, it was understood. You paid off a judge, it was understood. You know, a building inspector, you paid him off. You know, when I moved out to Arizona and I took my car in just to get an oil change, the first thing I did is I slipped the guy $10 while he was taking my car. He said, what the hell is this for? Okay? But in New York, you got to grease everybody to get something done. So, you know.
Well, I think that happens in most places, and especially if you go abroad. I mean,
yeah, but who wants to go abroad? Would you go abroad right now as an American?
Right now, I don't think so.
I don't even want to get on a plane, Bev. I haven't flown in 5 years. I don't want to. I don't want to be harassed. I don't want to take a chance with my life on being tasered or stripped or felt up or get Ebola or God knows what. Or the plane go down. How about Malaysian Airlines?
Well, the one you're talking about, the one that's missing? Or
well, yeah, they found pieces of it, you know, but this is three
you
in a year.
AirAsia, okay.
Right, but these are three planes in a year, okay.
Well, we keep making jokes about the other one they never found.
What, the 370?
Look on Diego Garcia.
Right, that's what I said, and everybody's like, oh, Marie, you're such a conspiracy freak. Well, if they said, you know, I was watching something on TV, I don't know, Discovery, who knows what, and they said they were looking in the bottom of the ocean, and they have this equipment. It was probably about this latest plane. They said they could actually pick up a pebble at the bottom of the ocean, all right? But you're going to tell me that they couldn't find that MH370, that plane that just disappeared?
Totally disappeared. Not a shred of it. Not a seat cushion.
Right. I mean, it's even more bizarre than, you know, the missing planes and parts and black boxes from 9/11 that we still haven't seen or heard of.
You won't. You won't. No.
So, I mean, you know, looking at that, I'm like, oh, my God, how can the American people just sit back and be okay with this? Now we have all these religious...
Because this is what they're told.
I know, but it's scary to me because a lot of people, especially when I'm reading these cop stories, arrest stories... Bev, people in America no longer even have any idea what their rights are. Not that we have that many left. But they don't even know their rights, so they just walk into traps.
Well, we don't teach that. We teach them how to take tests.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And if Jeb has his way, and the Koch brothers have their way, they plan to privatize all education.
Well, then it'll really be Hitlerian. You know what I mean?
Well, it is already.
You'll learn what we want you to learn.
We've got an attorney general here, Pam Bondi. I don't know if you're familiar with her name.
No, I'm not.
She's another nightmare. This woman is spending our tax money signing on to lawsuits that have nothing to do with Florida.
Huh.
Not to mention all the money she's wasted fighting same-sex marriage.
Oh, God.
That's turned into a joke today, because now we have court clerks. Oh, well, okay, we'll give them the license, but we're not going to perform any more marriages in the courthouse. I keep saying it's insanity.
Well, one of the other big stories that seem, I mean, they come so fast and they have to move fast because there's another one bigger right behind it. But one that should never be ignored about 2014 was how many breaches and how many blunders, on purpose is my opinion, with the Secret Service this year.
Well, we chucked the Secret Service over to Homeland Security, didn't we? And there's all these good folks out there, especially in Congress and places, who hate this black guy in the White House. Now, I don't have much use for Obama. It has nothing to do with his skin color. It's his policies, and I realize he is a corporate tool, or tool of Wall Street.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're not trying to get him killed.
Right. I mean, look how many close calls there were. I mean, how many more people? I mean, they ever found one inside the White House entering his residence. I mean, what's the Secret Service doing? Just standing there with their fingers up their nose? I mean, I think about Abraham Bolden, who was the first black guy in the Secret Service that John Kennedy put in place. And he, at that time, revealed how many members in the Secret Service did not want to protect Kennedy. And that was 60 years ago, because he was a Catholic. He was an Irish Catholic. Mm-hmm. Think today when you've got, you know, a man who's half black in the White House. And then you have the religious wrong constantly saying that it's because Obama's black that we're having all these race riots in America.
Right, right.
You know, and when he, you know, he ran after Bush, I said, this is just another setup, so when everything goes to hell, they can blame it on the black guy. But racism doesn't exist in our country.
He plays along with them. What would happen if he got a hold of a microphone, if he could get the damn networks to carry it, and he just let it all out? You know, I have said ever since they killed Kennedy that I have a feeling that every damn president since has been warned. Mm-hmm. If you don't do what we tell you to do, remember JFK.
Right. I don't know which other person had said it. They said before you become president, they show you the Zapruder film first.
Well, I think that's a kind of a joke, but maybe not.
Well, maybe it's not. You know what I mean? Many a truth is said in jest, is what my mama used to say. I mean, on the positive side, at least marijuana's coming out on top this year. So, you know, ending the drug war could be a good thing. But, yeah, but the people in Florida wanted it, and it didn't matter.
But what did they do? They go back, and they have, get how many years ago now, and pass a damn law that for a constitutional amendment to pass, 60% of the voters have to vote for it. What kind of crap is this? What kind of crap?
But didn't you guys have something like 59%? Weren't you guys close, at least for medical marijuana? Oh, and if any state needs it, if any state needs it, it's Florida. You have so many seniors there that are suffering in agony.
They don't care. Bondi is shut down where the drugstores now are afraid to fill prescriptions for painkillers.
Huh. We're living in.
Oh, this woman's a winner.
Well, but we got quite a few of them going to be stepping into Congress, and when I see and read about them, I'm like, oh my God, these lunatics are going to keep me busy all year.
All year? It's going to be an interesting 2 years.
All right, but I mean, it'll be one insane thing after the other.
Well, the first thing they want to do is pass the Keystone XL pipeline.
Even though Obama himself knows it's a waste, and now we've got oil under what, $40 a barrel?
Why didn't he say no? He had the opportunity. Why didn't he say no? All we can hope for now is that they can't get enough to override a veto if he has the guts to issue one.
Well, what do you think, if anything, the price of oil has to do with that or crippling other people's oil production?
You know, I read a weird book. It was a novel not too long ago about how oil was manipulated. It was a thing about how the Brits were going to get us back. And then they manipulated the price of oil to the ceiling, and they suckered everybody into buying oil stock, and then they pulled the plug. Sound familiar? This is in a novel.
Right. Well, at least you had the luxury of time to read a novel. I haven't read a novel in 15 years. But...
Oh, I got to do something at night.
Well, I don't blame you there. Bev, we're going to take a short break, but when we get back, of course, we're going to continue this. So stay with us. Bev and I will be right back.
Wow. One solid hour of commercial-free information thanks to you. The person who wants truth has the integrity and understanding to support it with your donation and subscription. Maria believes people can handle the truth and delivers it tirelessly with those with ears to listen. 14 years on the net. Won't you take a moment right now to commit to a subscription of your choice at www.maria.net. That's M-E-R-I-A.net. Over 1,100 hours of pure education all in one place, 24/7 and all downloadable. Knowledge is power. Sharing that knowledge is wisdom. Together we can change the world and create real hope. Now let's get back to the Maria Heller Show.
Okay, welcome back. I'm speaking with my guest, Bev Conover, the editor and publisher of IntrepidReport.com. Another big story, I think, this year was they're still going after Obamacare. I mean, when does that story die, Bev? I mean, I'm bored with it.
Obamacare is probably better than nothing, but it's a disaster. And if the Republicans pull the plug, it's going to make a worse mess. What we need is single-payer, universal health care. Expand Medicare.
I agree on that. I've done shows on universal health care, and it would end up saving people money and give you way better coverage.
It would save everybody money. It would save the doctors and the hospitals money. They wouldn't have to file all these bloody forms for a whole bunch of insurance companies.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, it just makes sense, and Obamacare is one big mess. But I do know a lot of people that without it, they'd be dead, okay? I mean, I have no doubt in my mind. You know, a young family, you know, the mother has all kinds of physical problems. You know, the husband needed a hernia operation. They have a child, and they got into Obamacare for something like $200 a month for the whole family. And they were able to...
paying and co-pays and deductibles.
Nothing. She said they paid for her surgery, his surgery. I think it cost her a total of $100. I don't know how she figured out the way she got it, but they lucked out.
I have a friend who was on one of the Humana Advantage plans. She's a gal from South America. When she was a child, she had a lazy eye, as we used to call it. She didn't realize what it was and never told her parents. We've got one of the most wonderful ophthalmologists here. I mean, this guy is, when you look at his credentials, they're up to the wazoo. The ceiling, I should say. And I asked him if he could fix her, and he said yes. When she inquired, he's out of network. She can't use him. It would cost her $5,000 out of pocket.
Well, that's the other thing, but that's always been the case with people on Medicare, Medicaid, you know, where, you know, doctors will refuse them because they don't really get paid. It's like back in the old days of HMOs.
This is not Medicare itself.
No, this is you said it was Humana Advantage.
Right, which now, is a Medicare plan.
Right.
If you get caught up in these HMOs, you are stuck.
Well, you know.
You are stuck.
Right.
If you go out of the network, it's out of your pocket.
Well, her only luck is, because obviously you're saying she's on Medicare, you know, I had to study all those different policies for several months because I just qualified for it on my last birthday. And the Advantage plan is the worst plan, okay? But not everybody has 20 years of insurance background like I do to be able to take apart those plans. The only hope for her is I think once a year they have open enrollment where she can change that policy into one of the other plans.
But all I'm using this as an example of what people are up against.
I know. If you have regular insurance.
Some Medicare plans have co-pays. Have horrible deductibles.
Well, and they did say Obamacare is going up 20% in 2015, the cost of it.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of, right-wing nonsense.
Well, you
it's
know, listen,
some, yes.
I've seen insurance. Let me tell you something. If I didn't qualify for Medicare, my insurance was going to go from $500 a month to $1,000 a month. Happy birthday.
Oh, God.
Now, who in the hell, what senior can afford $1,000 a month for health insurance? I know I can't. I barely could afford the $500.
This is why I said we need a universal single-payer health care. Medicare itself is a money saver. The overhead to administer it is like 3%.
Right, because all the bureaucracy is the same. Everybody's got the same coverage. Everybody's got the same card. It's the same place. You know, it just saves so much money. But the bottom line is we're only talking about insurance, Bev. We're not talking about how crappy health care is in this country. Now, I had to see a doctor twice for him to understand and properly diagnose that I had an ear infection this winter. Okay, why did it take him two visits to figure out I had an ear infection?
I don't know. I can't complain about the health care in this area. That I cannot do.
Oh, you're lucky. Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
Let me ask you this. What'd you think of the big Ebola before the midterm elections? Ebola gone after the midterm elections.
Ebola was not handled properly. Not at all. I mean, a lot of foot dragging and so forth. And it's not over, even though they don't talk about it hardly anymore. It's not over. It's just like the latest crap with these flu shots that don't work.
Right.
And they keep telling people, go get them.
Right. I know. Well, it's all about money. Well, how about the other story that nobody seems to cover, which I still cover twice a week, Fukushima. Okay, that's still happening. Nothing's been fixed there, you know.
And the Japanese went and passed the law that their reporters can't report about it.
Right, exactly. And yet we've got tons of that radiation. It's even shown up in Florida's produce. So what does America do? We always raise the limit of what's a safe amount of radiation.
Right, right.
You know, how can people see that? And to me, that's the big end-of-the-world scenario, Fukushima, and nobody's talking about it. You know, the Christian crazies are all worried about Armageddon and their war with Satan. How about worrying about Fukushima? I mean, they said there's so much flesh-eating disease in Japan since that happened that they don't even keep track of it anymore because there's nothing they can do about it.
I came across a piece the other day where one of these right-wing Christian lunatics, that they believe that if the world ends, this is what God wants.
Well, maybe their God, if you read their Bible, their God is pretty vicious. Okay. He seems to take great joy in smiting entire towns.
Stuff like this coming out of adults' mouths.
I know. In this year of 2015, you think people would outgrow their superstition and beliefs in things that there's absolutely no evidence for. And yet they're going to force it down everybody's throats.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what happened to separation of church and state? You know, we're going to have a Christian Congress to go with the, you know, six Roman Catholics on the Supreme Court. I think you should be an atheist to qualify for office in this country, because they don't represent the majority.
Do you realize there are states, Texas is one of them, and I believe Pennsylvania, where I think in Pennsylvania it's even worse than Texas. In Texas you can't serve on a jury unless you believe in God.
Yeah, I know, that's insanity.
Pennsylvania, I don't think you can run for public office unless you believe in God.
Yeah, I just remember a story about a guy that wanted to run for office, but because he was an atheist, he couldn't. You know, I don't remember who it was. You probably do, maybe not. But back in the day, didn't one of our presidents get sworn in on the Constitution and not the Bible? Wasn't it on a book of laws?
Oh, boy, I don't remember that one. I know they always accuse Lincoln of being an atheist.
I think it might have been, God, I'm trying to think who it was.
No,
it
was the Lincoln Bible.
I just reread it. But you know what? They should be swearing in on the Constitution, not the Bible. The Bible doesn't mean diddly squat to the majority of Americans in this country, except for the psychos in the Bible Belt, where, by the way, pornography is viewed more than anywhere else in the country.
Gee, I wonder why.
Well, repression brings out, if you block the natural, the unnatural pops out. It's just normal. What do you think of this? What do you think of this new pope?
I find him interesting. I'm waiting for them to kill him.
That's what I say. How's this guy still alive? I say that almost every other day. How's this guy still alive? It's a good thing he's driving around in his pope mobile. But, you know,
I think he's not living in the Vatican apartments, and I hope he has a food taster.
Yeah, you better have a couple of food tasters. What do you think about so many, you know, one thing I've noticed is it seems like school shootings kind of dropped off a little and got replaced by all this racism and domestic violence. I mean, do they continuously just keep throwing this stuff at us so that we won't pay attention to them stealing what little money we have left from us?
I don't know what they think they're doing. All I know is that people are being fed so much garbage, and the hell of it is they seem to believe it. I don't know if you ever watched Letterman. We usually watch his monologue and call it quits. All the time. The evil dictator of Russia, Putin. The evil dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. All right, maybe he's a little weird.
Uh-huh.
But I'm beginning to wonder about what the hell's going on there. I've seen some stuff in the last few days that this is not the horrible place we've been led to believe.
Well, we never get told the truth. You know that. You know,
but
still,
I mean, when people hear this stuff over and over and over, and they don't believe that their own government is doing all this horrible stuff. You know, and the so-called nightly news, it's barely headlines anymore.
Look, most people didn't even...
Unless it's a celebrity or a sports figure.
Right. Most people didn't even pay attention to what I thought was one of the gigantic stories. Ed Snowden and the NSA revelations. You know, here he comes out and says, you know, your government's spying on every single thing you do, and we're spying on everybody else in the world and every single thing they do.
But as long as you wrap it up and say, oh, this is going to help you, this is going to keep you safer, they buy it.
Yeah, safe from what? You know, our biggest threat is our own government these days. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, it is just mind-blowing. It is utterly mind-blowing.
Well, you know, I happen to think it's a good thing coming out of Latin America, this whole BRICS economic alliance.
But they're out to break it. They're out to break it. If they can overthrow Putin, Lordy help.
Well, I see they just want to put sanctions on Venezuela, too, because they want to overthrow Maduro.
It's the same thing with Cuba. Yeah, it sounds great that we may be able to go to Cuba, but there's a method to their madness. They want to take Cuba over and turn it back into the horror it was under Batista.
Well, maybe Cuba's better off just staying the way they are. But, you know, the people
are
all...
Well, we can't have that.
Well, I would think in Florida you're going to see quite the influx of Cuban visitors, wouldn't you say?
Can't have that. And I mean, let's face it, the elderly Cubans who ran here after Castro, they still hate him with a passion. The younger ones have more sense. But it's not them I'm worried about. It's Washington. What are they up to? I mean, first of all, I think it's nutty not to talk to a country.
Right.
You can remember when China was this big hole in the map, right? It didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk to them for how many years?
Right.
We don't talk to Cuba. We don't talk to North Korea. You name it, anytime somebody gets on our you-know-what list, we either have to overthrow them or say they don't exist. And whatever Israel wants, Israel gets.
Mm-hmm.
God, we can't charge them with war crimes, not to mention our own war crimes. That's another issue.
Right. Well, what do you think about the Palestinians getting into the International Criminal Court and pressing charges?
If they get in, there's a question.
Mm.
That the court usually only accepts states. Another thing, the court is manipulated, too. The only people they've prosecuted was the former president of Serbia, and they're going after African leaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, the United States and Israel... Well, the U.S. and Israel aren't really part of the International Criminal Court, so they don't really care.
Right.
So how about Bush and Cheney reemerging this year, too? Who expected Cheney to ever show his face again? It just brought up even more bad memories for me, like a heartburn.
Cheney has no shame. I mean...
He's insane. How can people not see that he's insane? And, I mean, when will they be brought up on war crimes?
But look at the crap over the torture and people saying, oh, well, this is good. This is not good.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible. This is criminal.
But look how fast the torture report went away as soon as they came up with the make-believe Sony hack, which I'm sure Sony had hacked themselves.
You sound like my husband, and I agree.
Oh, Sony, I like
Sony
your husband
was
an
then. Inside job.
Mm-hmm. And yet we put sanctions against North Korea and cyber-hacked them back when they had nothing to do with it.
Right.
So we just use these things as cheap excuses to continue our horrific foreign policy.
Right. Let's have more war. War is peace. You know that.
I know. Listen, I don't know about you, Beth, but I don't remember, you know, maybe in the first 3 years of my life, but I don't remember a time where America wasn't at war with somebody.
Well, we went from World War II to Korea. We sent, Johnson sent troops, Marines, to the Dominican Republic. Oh, I'm sure I'm leaving some stuff out here.
Well, yeah, we had Grenada, we had Vietnam, which, you know, was another losing battle, you know. I mean, the wars just continue to go on, you know. And I look at it, and then, of course, the big Lollapaloozas, you know, two innocent countries, Iraq and Afghanistan. I understand Obama thinks Iraq was a bad war, but that Afghanistan is a good war. I don't even get that. So it's like, you know, and now we want to push on Russia and China. You know, Russia and China can defend themselves, okay? We usually hit nations that can't defend themselves. You know, Russia and China is not going to sit on their hands if we decide to let loose with some nuclear weapons.
But these lunatic neocons in Washington think they can win.
They're insane. Well, maybe they want to bring their religious Armageddon to a head. Maybe they all want to.
I don't think they're religious at all. I don't think they're anything at all other than money.
Mm.
I think that's all they see, money and power. And I mean, the whole religion thing, I think is a joke on the people. So we let these lunatic preachers and whatnots, these Ted Nugents, rave on and keeps people distracted.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you remember, George...
our evil business.
Right.
I mean, China could pull the rug out from under us tomorrow.
Right.
All they got to do is dump the dollar.
Right. Well, what do you think about the Russian money dropping like a rock? Don't you think that that's economic warfare from the United States?
From what I've been reading about that, I have grave doubts about whether Russia's going down that way. I think Russia can take care of itself, and I keep reading that the Russian people are behind Putin.
Mm.
I don't know. You know, time will tell.
I don't know. It looks like a lot of Americans are behind Putin, too. And who would ever think in a million years? I mean, remember, you know, when Obama wanted to go into Syria, Putin pretty much shamed him in front of the world.
Well, but as I said, Putin's the same one.
Mm.
And look at Syria. Look at the mess in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Syrian Facebook friend. All she used to worry about is that they were going to pull this. And Syria, for an Islamic Middle Eastern country, was fairly secular. Women didn't have to walk around in abayas and hijabs and burqas. Mm. And
right.
Look at the mess now.
Hey, look, at the rate we're going here, with women losing rights at the speed of light in this country, we'll be wearing burqas too.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Now they want to limit the length of a woman's skirt who serves in Congress. Why? Because the men are perverts? Yeah, had 326, anti-abortion laws passed just in the past year.
And they got more coming up.
Right.
Especially these states that have elected and reelected these right-wing lunatics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, the only solution for those women is to just stop having sex with men that believe you have no right to have an abortion.
Oh.
Listen, Bev, when I was a kid, I believed the whole 100% of the American myth and the American dream. If somebody would have told me, if somebody would have told me by this point in my life, when so many of us are facing retirement and they're stealing people's pensions, IRAs, everything else, and the way this country is, I never would have believed it. I would have thought it was a Twilight Zone episode.
You know, when you step back, and you look at it with an open mind, you can see where from the get-go this whole thing was not set up for the people. It was set up for the elite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we fail to understand. God forbid, we can't teach that in school.
Right.
I mean, look what they're doing to the textbooks.
Oh, that's even crazier. I know. I was reading this morning that some of these homeschooling programs don't require you teach your children math and science.
But it's not just the homeschooling. But somehow Texas got their hands on determining what's in the school books, the textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I suppose they have the most students, which I don't know. And what they're doing is horrible.
I know. Besides drugging these kids to death, even toddlers now are on, antidepressants and pharmaceuticals, feeding them garbage, putting nothing in their head, and making them get used to a surveillance society, what kind of human beings, adults, are we going to have in this country 20 years from now?
Well, look around you and you'll understand. Anytime they come up with something, within a few years, it becomes the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you and I, back in the day, I mean, we learned things in school, civics, we learned what our rights were. We made songs up about our rights and freedoms.
I think one of our big problems in this country is parenting. I was reading an article the other day, and I noticed this when I've been abroad. As a matter of fact, even in Italy, I asked a gal who ran our little hotel about it, why the children are so well-behaved compared to our kids here.
Uh-huh.
They don't tolerate it. They put limits on the children. They say no, which makes the kid really, even though when you're a little kid, you don't understand that you're
right.
Really feeling safer when mommy and daddy say no. We don't do that.
Well, parents are overworked. They have no time for their kids. And then you got the other parents that want to be their kids' friends instead of their parents.
No, you're a parent.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. But, I mean, the American family was destroyed by design. Now both parents have to work. I mean, that's been the case for, at least the past 35, 40 years. I don't know, it doesn't forebode well.
There was another article about feeding kids Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not helping them, that they're actually 44% behind kids who aren't. So we're getting rid of all the kids who do childish things, You know, but we'll just poke pills into them.
Well, childhood is now.
You're raising a generation of zombies.
Right. Well, childhood is a disease now. You know, everything is wrong with childhood. They want to actually make daydreaming a disease.
Yes.
I mean, this is the world we live in. So, you know, all I think of is Brave New World when I see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't understand how everybody else can't see it. And thus, you and I continue on.
Well, don't forget, today's parents, the 20-somethings and the 30-somethings, were also raised under this madness.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they know?
They don't. That's the problem.
I have to laugh. Here in Florida, to get married, if you want to go get your license and get married immediately, you have to have taken a course. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute here. How's that going to help?
All right.
Or if you don't take the course, then you have to wait 3 days. Yeah, well, that'll do it.
Right.
I mean, they come up with this stuff. It's all money-making.
Of course. Of
all
course.
The drugs that are being poked into people. How many people are out there on something? And I'm talking about legal drugs.
Right. The killer
and
ones.
You know, I had a dear, very, very dear friend who... She grew up in another society, and it's an abusive society, not sexual, but mental and physical abuse.
Mm-hmm.
This poor woman was on psychiatric drugs for over 10 years. She tried to get off them a couple years ago because she wanted me to go with her and her husband to London.
Uh-huh.
Well, getting off them is as bad as getting on them. She couldn't handle it. She went back on them. This past July, she committed suicide.
Well, that's a shame. But you see all those ads on TV.
Drugs.
All the ads on TV for the antidepressants tell you the warning is you may commit suicide. So if people...
It wasn't just antidepressants. It was antipsychotics, anti-anxiety. It was this horrible cocktail. And the shrink changed one of them. A higher dose, and after she killed herself, he told her husband, "Oh, I made a mistake. The dosage was too high."
Oh, brother. Well, doctors buried their mistakes. How long have we heard that one? It's sad. It really is sad.
These drugs are horrid.
I know, but it's another way of dumbing down the population, and they're giving them to toddlers now, Bev.
And another problem we have, and I've been trying to figure out in my mind how I'm going to get all the names that should go into an article. We are having our children kidnapped by hospitals and doctors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm sure you've hit that one.
Oh, yeah, especially that recent one with the 17-year-old girl who was taken from her parents because they didn't want her to have chemo, and they're forcing chemo on the kid. You know, your
parents...
Well,
the other one, what was her name then? The one up in Massachusetts. She was actually from Connecticut. She was being treated for mitochondrial disease by Tufts University. The girl got the flu or something. The parents took her to a children's hospital in Boston. The doctors there overruled the doctors in Tufts. Oh, this doesn't exist. There's no such thing. It's a psychiatric problem. They had her locked up in a psych ward for over a year.
Yeah, I remember that story, too. So this
and
is...
I mean, if you don't want to give your children these goddamn... Excuse my French... drugs, you stand the risk of having your child taken away from you.
All right, now you're at the point where you got to wonder, you know, if I call 911 or I go to a hospital, is it going to cost me my life or the person I'm calling for? It's really
right.
Intense.
But this doesn't get any play in the mainstream media to speak of.
No, of course not.
There may be some articles in the papers, but that's
right.
It. You're not going to see it on television.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to see what they want you to see. Bev, I got to thank you for joining me today. We're pretty much out of time. So.
Oh, I wish it was more upbeat.
I know, but hey, at least it's realistic and the truth. But maybe next year's show will be a little more upbeat. I guess we'll just have to strap ourselves in and see what's coming down the road.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, Bev. You take good care, and we'll talk again soon.
Alrighty.
Alright, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bev Conover. Check out intrepidreport.com. And yeah, it would be nice to have better news, but hey, this is the real deal. Okay. Oh, I stole that line from Jim Fetzer, I guess. Anyway, tomorrow, Joe Anthony's coming back. Stars Are Us, which, believe it or not, according to a recent survey, right up there in the top favorite shows on site. So thanks for supporting the show, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.